Can you hear the music?
No.
You can't hear it.
I can't hear it.
It's going. A lot of people can't hear it. It's just bob your head and pretend like you hear it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can definitely hear it.
You can't hear it, man. It's all that.
I don't know if it's the same music you hear, but I hear it.
Yeah, it's all that buzzing from, you know, the rig motor and being in the hoe all those years, you know, like it's there, the volume's up, you're just you don't have your hearing aids in.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I definitely have to have the volume up higher nowadays for sure. And of course these fucking things.
Man, dude, what's fucked up about my glasses? All right. What's fucked up about my glasses is, like, I don't ever remember where, you know, I can't ever find them unless they're on my face. I only know where they are in the morning because I got to remember where I put them. Right. Like yesterday, last night, I put them in the bathroom, right? I put them in the bathroom. And before I went to bed, I'm like, okay, remember, they're in the bathroom on the sink. Okay. And then this morning I went in there brushing my teeth and I'm like, oh yeah, my glasses are here somewhere. And I'm like, I just happened to touch them. Like, there they are. Right. Like, Dude, getting old is fucking wild, man.
Well, you know, you got them on your head and then you got them hanging here and then you're like, where the fuck's my glasses?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, man. I've noticed, dude, like I had a hearing test not long ago and I'm just like, are they going to fire me after this? You know, like, right. Like, oh dude, it's crazy, man.
You just tell them, hey, I forgot to take the Desi Dam, so we'll do another hearing test later.
Yeah, I can never go for another job interview ever again. I got to stay here forever. Just don't test me, you know?
Yeah. Well, nowadays, the interview, I don't even think you need to speak English from what I've seen out there, right? Like, some of the guys that come out, I'm like, what? And it's like Filipino or Ukrainian. And I'm like, talk slow. Like, is it me that I can't understand or is it everyone? Like,
my roommate here, like I'm in Fox Creek. We used to have our own camp, right? And then like I left for like a year and a half and I just got back. And in that time, they got rid of the camp and we're in condos now, right? And we share with one other guy and it works out. We're hardly ever here. He doesn't even like the living room. He's like, man, that's your space. You know, you hang out there. And he's from Africa and he's a solid guy. His name's Sam. Right. He's not even here right now, man. I just got back after like 13 hours of being gone for the day and like the lights were all off and shit. And he's not even here, man. And, you know, I've worked with enough guys from Africa and African countries and stuff like that. I know how to say, you know, have basic conversation, just like the very basic, like, hey, how's it going? Oh, God bless you. You know, like, you know, and shit. Like, so like I love those guys. So they're really hard workers. They're really hard.
And they're super funny. Most of them so funny. Like they got the best sense of humor, right? Oh,
yeah. They teach you how to say bad words first.
Yeah. We got a roughie on the crew right now. Like we used to have one that all he could say was yes and he smiled at everything. So he didn't understand a fucking word you were saying, right? Yeah. Yeah. But we got one on the crew right now and he's hilarious, right?
Yeah.
He's got the best black jokes, the blast ones ever. I'm like, holy, like that is fucking killer.
They usually do, man. They usually do. It's fucking awesome. I love it. My wife is 20% Nigerian, right? So like she's got some pretty good jokes for her too, right? But she's white as snow. Like she burns in the sun. So
how did she get it? Where did she put that 20%?
In her ass. In her ass, dude.
In her got a dump truck on her.
Yo, dude, you know what? I'll always choose my wife over my blood family because you know what? Like blood ain't thicker than that ass, you know. Like,
blood ain't thicker than booty, isn't that the same?
Oh my god, dude. Fuck. Yeah, man. Anyway, hey, welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. And shout out to Senshin Boychuk for that intro outro music that more and more people aren't being able to hear as time goes on, which is, you know, maybe it is the loud motors and shit. Who knows? Fucking, you know what, man? Shout out to today's guest. I've been trying to get you on for a while, right? I asked you time and time, and I'm just like, Right. And we were making it work, man. You actually reached out to me like, hey, man, you know, like we hadn't talked in like a year. And you're like, hey, you want to still do that podcast? And I'm just like, fuck yeah, man, I'm in.
Yeah, I've never done it before. So, and then, you know, I don't even know how it works. So you were like, yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, did he call me and I fucking missed it or what's going on?
Oh, man. Fucking last night was fucking terrible. We're on a spill cleanup, right? And I am not going to say where or who, but like fucking, you know, we're on a spill cleanup and you know how that goes, right? It's just,
yeah. Fucking,
oh, my God, bro. I work on a vac truck and fucking, you know what? I'm one spill, and I've said this for years. I'm one spill away from fucking quitting. You know what I mean? Like, it's not minus 20 or minus 30, so that was fine. The sun was out today. It was plus 10 or 11, and it was just – it was gorgeous. Gorgeous day to clean a spill, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's always a fun day to go out to a spill because you got all those stuffed coveralls, right? The guys that are like, man, have you ever even bent down in those? Like, oh, you just pull out a new pair every spill?
No. Yeah. Yeah, it happens. Oh, yeah. Shit, dude. Yeah, man. So shout out to Herman or Steve or whatever the fuck his name is. Is it Steve or Kyle or what?
It's Jeff Herman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Herman's your last name.
That's right. Yeah, you know, like on the rigs, you got to call out like you're in the forces because there's so many Jeffs and Gregs Steves.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Not a lot of dicks out there. Oh, but there is.
Yeah, nobody names dick, but just their personality is dick. Yeah. That's actually kind of sort of, you know, funny how I got my name, how I come up with Dick Frost, right? It was just like, and then I leaned into it really hard on the beginning of social media journey that I'm on here. You know, like I leaned into it really hard at the beginning and I'm like, I got to make a decision. I'm like, is this who I want to be? Is this what I want my content to be, right? And yeah, so fucking, I had a series called Dick's Dipshits at the beginning, and anybody who left a really dumb and retarded comment on my shit, I would make a video out of that comment and be like, welcome back to another episode of Dick's Dipshits. Right, today we have yeah, it was in the beginning, man. It was like, you know,
yeah.
And you know, my wife's like, you're really leaning into the dick, huh? And I'm like, well, right. And I turned it into a small business and I kind of wanted it to go somewhere. So like I kind of axed it. I put it on the shelf. I'm like, you know what? Like, nah, we're just going to be nice, you know?
Ish.
I can, I like to fucking fire back a lot. Right?
If you start shooting flowers, you're going to lose followers, bud.
Dude, and the funny thing is, like, sometimes those comments, those stupid comments, they're people just playing into it, right? And I gotta know the difference, because sometimes I'll be like, are you stupid? And they're like, bro, I'm just fucking playing the game, right? I'm playing the part. So now I just answer every comment back. Like, you know, I lean into it. I double down on, I'm like, they're like, oh, you know, like, I can't think of an example right now, but it's just like, you know, we're like, yeah, you know, the foreman did say that to me, and I guess I wasn't listening, and I was too, you know, fucked up on doing something else or whatever. Yeah. So what's going on, man? What are you up to?
Well, it's Christmas, right? So it's the rush. Pound out the lids and, yep, you know, answer the phone to a lot of stupid comments. Yeah. Hey, does that come with something on it? Dude, I'm not selling fucking hard hats that are playing here. Like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. Dude, so people that don't know, Into the Wind, Herman, Steve, Jeff, fucking Kyle, whatever the fuck. No, it's Jeff. He, you know, those airbrushed hard hats, they're fucking badass, dude. Like, I love what you're doing with that. I remember when you only had a couple hundred followers, man. And like, I was like, man, that's so fucking cool. I gotta get me one. I still have to get me one, right?
Well, I'll have to make you one, and then you can wear it in all your TikToks, right?
That's the fucking plan, man. You know, like, yeah. How much do you make them for?
Well, it depends. You know, really, this is so I don't gain 100 pounds, you know, naps and snacks being a whole hand, right? So I used to have a shop that I painted hot rods and Harleys.
That's
And
bad.
then I went out and started doing this, and I seen like the company man had this hard hat, and it had like a skull and a barrel that said oil on the other side. And I'm like, "Oh, where'd you get that?" And he's like, "Oh, I got it at Brig Pigs or something like that." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, what's something like that go for?" He's like, $900. I was like, "Get the fuck out of here." I'm like, and then I looked it up. Yeah, they're charging $900. I said, "Bud, I'll come out tomorrow with a hard hat and we'll see what you think." And I did one up like skulls and rigs and you know, my mayhem. And he looks at that hard hat the next day, he's like, "You have that in your truck?" I said, "No, I made that last night in my shack." He threw his fucking $900 hard hat on the ground and stomped it. That was like 18 years ago. He put that hard hat on his head and I said, "Fuck, this is what I should be painting, right?" But back then it would have to be, you know, like Buddy phoned me the other day and he's like, "Dude, I'm on this rig. I look at this guy, he's wearing one of your hard hats." I'm like, "Jeff do that for you?" He's like, "I don't know, this Into the Wind guy." He's like, "I remember a day where you actually had to come to our rig to get a fucking hard hat." You know, before TikTok and everything, right?
I've seen them go for as much as like $400 and for as cheap as 150, right? And man, I think that's worth, I think 150, I think 150 to three, even $300, I think it's worth it, right? You know, like that's man, it's a skill. It's fucking, you know, I can't draw. How do you fucking do that, man? Do you just like, do you
Well,
trace that shit or what? Like,
most of it's all freehand, Dick.
no,
Freehand, man.
no way.
I just got like guy says, "Hey, I want, you know, skulls, or I want my rig on there. I want my semi on there with a tank." And I say, "Send me a picture," and I freehand it on there. Send him a picture before it's clear coated. I'm like, "What do you think?" "Fuck, man! Like, can you put lights on that?" "No problem." Right? It's all freehand, other than say your company logo. For you know, the hard hat with the glasses and the fucking handlebars. Yeah, you know, like I would put that logo right on the front, but I would stencil that out.
My Dick Frost, the writing Dick Frost, dude. That's what
Yeah.
I want, the Dick Frost on the front, right? Like the writing, the blue and like the different shades of
Yeah.
blue. It's fucking cool, dude. And you know, like I work, you know, on the back truck, and we go to lots of rigs and shit like that. And I see guys with airbrush hard hats all the time, right? And you know, man, one of these days I do want to get one, dude.
Well, I'm gonna send you one. I'm
Dude,
gonna send you one. Like, we're gonna
I'm
make one
paying
up.
for it.
The
I'm
wife
fucking
and I were talking about it. She's like, "Well, why didn't you make one for him?" So, like at the podcast, you go, "Is that my fucking hard hat?"
paying. We'll do part
Huh?
two. When it comes, we'll do part two.
Yeah, fucking right.
Submit, like, so how long does it take you to make one?
Well, I think it takes longer to talk to the guys and see what they actually want, right? Because I gotta run it down. In like from past orders to get guys like, "Yo, you will just make it look cool," and then they like, "Oh, I don't like skulls. Oh, I don't like chain. I don't like fire." And I'm like, "Fuck, man, why didn't I talk to this guy more? I've already painted his fucking hard hat." Right? So I'll spend like an hour going over the design, but generally it takes about 45 minutes to an hour and a half to put out one of those.
No
But I've
way.
been doing it since high school, right? Like airbrushing, wood carving, portraits. You know, like paintbrush shit. This airbrush thing is my favorite though. Like doing lids is wicked.
That is that man, it is. It would be fucking, you know, we all have a hobby, right? And you know, like as I get older, I realize, you know, with the TikTok thing, with the podcast thing, right? I remember an old hand said to me when I first got into the patch, he said, "Have your hands in as many pies as you can." Right? Because yeah, and he wasn't meaning like stick your fingers, you know, or
Yeah, no, I
anything.
get not that, not hair pie, you know, money
Yeah,
pie.
yeah, yeah, yeah. He fucking, he's like, have your fingers in as many fucking pies as you can, man, because like one day the bottom's gonna fall out and you're gonna have to have something to lean on during that time, right? And I
Yeah.
didn't get what he meant. And then I went through my first downturn and I'm like, oh my God, man, I should have my fingers in all the pies, right? And you know, man, like, you know, fast forward to now, like, oh, 16 years later, we're fucking into her for, you know, like podcasts, content, man. I'm monetized on most of my content now, and fucking I'm paying all my bills off that basically now. And work is, you know, you can never have enough. So work is like, you know, we're working still and doing that. Maybe not as much, not as many days in anymore. But, you know, like, I got my hand in the pies, man. Almost 20 years later, my hands are in the pies, and, you know, I'm prepared. You know, we're giving her. Yeah.
She's ready to squirt then, eh?
Oh, she's ready. She's fucking ready.
She's producing.
We're reproducing, you know, like, yeah.
I've been thinking about that monetized, you know, like, because, like, a couple of my posts, 500,000 views, you know, and I was thinking, well, how do these chick with the foot pics and the, you know, the OF, how are they making $1 million? I ain't getting shit.
Yeah, she shows her boobs and she makes money. I show my boobs and I gotta pay a fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you know, like I get shut down because they use the wrong song, man. I didn't even have my nipples though.
Yeah, what the hell? You know, like before we go too much further, I don't know if you heard the story about Amber Check, the girl who took the sledgehammer to the side of the head at work or whatever. She got killed by one of her coworkers.
No.
She's a blue-collar girl, man, 20 years old, just starting out.
No.
Well, I think she was a welder. And her coworker, 40-year-old man, didn't like her. And, he beat her to shit with a sledgehammer. Came right up, and you can take some solace in the fact that she took the sledgehammer to the side of the head first, probably didn't feel a fucking thing. But then he just went fucking ape shit on her. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, take a minute and shout out to Amber Check. And, you know, I was, you know, maybe have the silence or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, it's all over the internet right now, man. Everyone's talking about it. And, you know, blue collar women are, you know, they're speaking out about, you know, how they're being treated at work and, you know, how all these companies say they've got their back. But apparently this guy was, she reported him multiple times for making her feel uncomfortable and harassing her. And nothing happened. And then, you know, next thing you know, she's being murdered on the job site. So,
well, it seems like we're in a different age now, Dick, you know, like 15 years ago. Yeah. Like there was like, you could brutalize that roughneck. Right now, you say so, you yell at him, and man, you're going to HR. You're like the safety hands coming out. Like, say, there's lots of women out there in the industry now. I've found, you know, like you got wellhead services, you got so many services chicks are out there, right? They got the most of them that, you know, they obviously got the trucker mouth, and they're out there. They can take it and they can give it too.
Oh yeah,
right. Like, that just amazes me. Like, what kind of guy takes a sledgehammer to anyone, period? Like, fuck off.
Yeah, man, woman, brutal. Doesn't matter. You don't fucking hit anyone with a sledgehammer, but fucking a 20-year-old girl with her whole life ahead of her, you know, just joining.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, man, I can't remember. She's out of the States there. I think it was Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota, like Minnesota, Texas, and what's the other one just above it? That's a lot of oil field out there, like, probably 70% of my work goes down to the States.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit to, like, other countries like Saudi, you know, Netherlands. I just sent one to Singapore the other day, which was pretty cool, kick-ass, man. Right? There's a crane guy. He's like, I just want one of your ads. And I'm like, this doesn't – because, you know, when you get messages from people that don't speak English, you kind of got to do that Siri translation, you know, when your buddy's driving and he sends you that Siri message. You're like, what the fuck did he say?
My wife sends me all the time, man. I stop asking her what she's saying, and fucking I just piece it together myself. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Sudoku kind of thing, right? Next thing you know,
there's a charge on my credit card for, like, $500. What do you mean? Oh, you told me I could, right? And it's like, oh, my God. You know, like,
yeah. Well, yeah, my wife calls it the magic card, right? Like, the wife gets like, hey, let's go out shopping. We'll just use the magic card. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's weird? I fucking take this card and I spend anything I want on it. And like a couple days later, there's more money on it, right?
Yeah.
And
they don't, you know, why hit the limit? Like, we'll just hit it every day for a little bit. And then that way,
yeah,
it's magical.
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck. Yeah. Oh my God, man. Have you seen the Foreman hard hat on TikTok? He's on TikTok and Instagram and all that shit. He's got like the Bluetooth speaker in his hard hat.
Yeah, like, so how do they put that in there? I was kind of trying to check it out. I was like, do they drill? Because they use in every kind of hard hat that's out there, right?
Yeah.
Every brand. And then that speaker seems flush to the hard hat from what I can see.
Yeah, it does. And what's crazy, man, like, you said you send it all over the world, man. He tried to send me a Foreman hard hat. And like, well, besides the fucking post office here, you know, needing more bailout money because, you know, fuck them and always being on strike and shit. Yeah, they tried to charge me like $100 in tariffs to pick up.
Fuck off.
And I'm like, can't do it, bro. I'm not spending $100.
Send her back, bud. Yeah. Oh, that's brutal. So yeah, you didn't even get to see how he puts it in there. He must drill a hole in it, right?
He has to. I got to get him on the podcast, but we're waiting for the hard hat, right? But yeah. I don't think it'll ever come now, but we'll have to get him on even before then. So, man, like, yeah, dude, it's a pretty cool hard hat, dude. Like, you know, I want to be in a rig tank or some shit. I hope it's waterproof, you know? I want
to be. Well, it'd have to be, right? It's right on the outside.
Have to be.
It'd have to be. But, you know, like, you know how they're saying, like, I get it a lot. Oh, you know, that's totally illegal to wear. And I'm like, buddy, if you ever been to any site, the guy that doesn't have a sticker or paint on his hard hat, it's his first fucking day.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, I don't know where the fuck you're from. Like, you must be from, like, the 7th floor in Calgary. Like,
yeah, the floor that, you know, the 7th floor, a.k.a. useless, you know?
Like, yeah, like, so, like, if you drill the hole in it, I'm pretty sure that's way worse than a sticker.
Yeah, integrity for sure.
But I like it. I like the speaker right in there.
Yeah, it's pretty badass, man. The yours though, man. Like, fuck, dude. Like, you never need a sticker again, man. Like, you wouldn't want to put a sticker on that thing. You know what I mean?
Well, you put them all inside the brim, right? Yeah. All your orientation stickers, you know, because everywhere you go. You know, and that's, I've been to sites where they're like, oh, you can't have that hard hat. I said, so you got an orientation sticker to put on it? Yep. I said, well, if I put the sticker on, it's already fucked anyway. So you guys got to let me go.
Yeah.
I guess so, right? I'm like, yeah, call your fucking safety guy. Let's go over this. I'm ready to fucking, you know, hash it out.
Yeah, man. How many hard hats do you carry on you? How many do you have with you in your trailer at all times?
Well, I buy them in bulk, right? I buy them by the case. Generally, I have like 60 to 100 at a time, but I carry Lift brand and I carry these Kleins now with the light, but mostly Top Guard, gray, black, white. I always have at least 60 white all or 60 black all the time and 20 of the other ones. You know, I do like on a regular month, probably on average 50, 60 every month. And then at Christmas, that quadruples.
Good for you, man. Like, that's what I mean. Your hands are firmly in the fucking... Dude, you said squirting? Can you... Like, that's piss. You know, she's literally...
No. They tested it. You know?
Okay.
It's when like I tasted it, it didn't taste like pee at all. Maybe she wasn't taking her vitamins, but it tasted pretty good.
Lemonade, you know, like,
yeah, ooh. I was like, wow, this is fucking awesome.
It's like death, man. You know, death, you're literally playing with horse piss.
Yeah. I love it. You know, it is a good hobby.
What the horse?
You know, I think, you know, if I monetized and I start, if I added it all up, like if this digital ID comes out, that shit, we're all going to be kind of fucking over the barrel here for the old 40% tax, man, you know, asses up and elbows down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like for your monetized, what do you get? You get hit hard, hey?
Like with taxes and stuff?
Yeah.
I write a lot of shit off.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess you could write off a lot more. Well, I already write off my phone, but then I could write off my clothes because, you know, like I can't be naked online.
Yeah. I write off my phone. I write off my rent, right? Because, like, I make videos at home, right? Gas, a lot of my gas because I got to drive to make fucking videos, right?
Yeah.
But it's, man, you could write a lot of shit off.
It makes sense. And then the liberals say, well, dude, I don't care if you got a receipt. You got way too many write-offs. We need some of that money, bro.
Hey, you know what, man? Like, I know I'm taking 48% already. I want another 10, you know, like, and there's nothing you can do about it.
No, like I've been going through it lots because these T2200s that we get at work and we get audited all the time. And like, I even hired an accountant and they're like, yeah, we don't know why, but they want money and they're not going to accept your receipts. I'm like, well, that's a write-off. They're like, yeah, we know. but they said no. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Maybe if I didn't work in Alberta, like, I'm totally getting racially profiled as a person that wants to make money. I'm definitely not a leftist.
I made a video a few years ago, and this fucking, I stitched it on TikTok, and this guy and his girlfriend are wearing masks, and they're like, you know, wearing our masks outside, you know, so we're not confused as Republicans, right? So I stitched it, and I'm like, showed up to work today so no one confuses me as a liberal, right? And fucking, I that was when I started my my 2.0 account, the one I use a lot more. And then I went back to my original. And a week later, I logged back into the 2.0, the one I use now. And I'm like, where'd all these followers come from and why? And I looked at that video and I got like 2 million views.
No.
2 million. That's sick.
Fuck yeah.
That is sick.
I was like, oh shit, man. Fucking a lot of hate on it though.
Yeah, well, usually that it's half and half, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, buddy sent me this video. He's like, you got to check out this guy. He painted this totally crappy hard hat, but he got 4 million views. I'm like, fuck off. I look at it, and you know, the guy pretty much paintbrushed a cat logo on it, and it looked like shit. He was right, but he got 4 million fucking views. I'm like, man, I've never even come close to that. Like, but then I start looking at the comments, and they're all like, you're a fucking idiot. You know?
What's your highest viewed video?
Just over 500,000.
Oh, man. You keep dabbling in the game, dude. You're going to hit 1 million. It's only a matter of time, right?
Well, I got to get a little bit more innovative on my songs and shit, I guess. But it doesn't seem to matter. Like, lately, I'll have 20,000 views on a stupid song. And I'm like, well, why the fuck does this one get 20,000 views? It's not even a super cool hard hat. You know, like some of the ones I think are like, man, that is so fucking sick. This hard hat is going to do fucking awesome because Buddy picked a wicked theme. And then I get 300 views. And I'm like, then I put on a cat logo hard hat and it goes crazy to, 20,000. I'm like, really, you know.
Yeah.
The ones that I think are sick as fuck are not the ones that everybody thinks are sick as fuck, I guess.
My highest viewed video is like 12.5
million. 12.5
million? It's a repost, man. Never be afraid to repost some of your videos, dude. Like, nobody
knows. I think that's where you get like a lot of the extra views is on the repost, right? Yeah.
That video I reposted it 3 times, man, over the course of like 2 years. And that one, like the last time, 12.3 million views on it. It was crazy.
And then other people post it too, right? Repost it? Does that help? Because that counts on your views, right?
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, like another same with the other one I have. It's like 10.6 or something like that million.
Holy fuck.
And like they're all reposts, man. Like it's just like that one video I repost every February for Black History Month. But like, yeah.
So like, is on those? Is that mostly Canadian, or are you getting Yankee and everywhere?
Oh, everywhere, man. Everywhere.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's crazy.
So you get 10 million views, but how many followers you got? You got like what?
16? Oh. TikTok, I have 83K, and then that's on my one account. On my other one, there's like 34, but I don't really post over there anymore. And on Facebook, it probably in the next day or so will be my biggest platform, my biggest social media platform. I'm almost at 83K there.
Wow. That's fucking awesome, man.
55K on Instagram. Yeah, it's been a long man. I'm actually losing followers on Instagram every day. It's fucking stupid. Well, it'll grow a bit and then it'll like shrink and then it'll grow. I was at 55.4. Now I'm at, I think, at like 55. So I lose like 400.
I haven't got a lot on Insta. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not hashtagging the fuck out of it, right?
Instagram changed, man. It's like TikTok now. TikTok, you can only put 5 hashtags. Instagram changed. Today I've noticed, like today I tried to put I was doing the hashtags on my video, only let me put 5.
Yeah Well, I was thinking live, you know, like a lot, they keep saying, hey, you should do live, and I'm like, well, what would I do? Paint something?
Yes, you know, show, like, you painting your hard hats on live. Absolutely.
So then my cross shift, he's like, dude, there's this guy on there. He just plays like video games all day. And he's got like 1.5 million followers. And I'm like, what? He's like, dude, it's stupid.
Hey, paint your hard hats on live, man. I'm telling you, it'll go. You'll have lots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
I'm going to try that.
Hell yeah, man. So how long have you been in the oil field for?
Almost 20 years now.
Nice. Yeah, I'm 16 or something like that.
16? You know your five-year plan coming from Ontario?
Exactly. Exactly, man. Exactly what it was, yeah. I plan to come out here, buy a car, and, you know, fucking buy a house and shit, and then, you know.
Yeah.
You know exactly how it is, yeah?
Yeah, well, my five-year plan is the same as yours right now. I'm like, the old lady's like, when are you going to retire? I'm like, when I start taking a stepladder to get in the machine, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man. I fucked up my foot pretty good this year, and I've thought about, you know, like, maybe I'm done, you know? Like, I had a steam line blow up in my face, right? And I fucking threw it out as it was happening because I could feel it, and I jumped out of the way. And when I landed, my foot inverted, and I dislocated bone that connects my foot to my leg. I broke the fibula and I cracked the ball like almost all the way up. And yeah, dude, I was off for like 6 months this year. Five months this year. Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
So do you get like short-term disability or some shit? Or you just say, hey, I gotta fucking up my game here for my side hustle.
Yeah, well, yeah, that yes, actually, it was like short term, I guess. It was a WCB thing, but like the company paid me to sit on my ass at home, right? So it was good. But they lied to Suncor and told them that I was in the shop, right? So and I can say all this now because they fucked me over good, man. They railroaded the shit out of me, dude. Like fucking all winter and all summer and all spring, they were like, yeah, you're coming back, bro. We're going to get you back. And then a week before I was supposed to go back, oh, I don't think we're going to need you this winter, man. Sorry, we don't have a position for you. And then I raised a big stink about it, and I told them they owe me this much money and shit like that. And then I was going to go to Alberta Human Rights and WCB, and all of a sudden they had a position for me again.
Wow.
Weird how that works, man. Right. And then when I'm like, no, I don't feel safe working there now. Now I have a target on my back. Right.
Exactly. That's the way I would feel.
Yeah. Then they tried to blame me for my accident. They used my accident against me 3 times in writing in 1 month. Dude,
writing you up. I'm sorry, but you're following the same guidelines as how you got injured. You're unsafe.
Yeah. So fucking, I'm back where I was for 7 years in Fox Creek there, right? I went to Fort Mac for a year and a bit, and I left here for there, and you know, now I'm back, and you know, I don't care. My content thrives here, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I love it here. You know, and like I said, better conditions. We're in the crew house now. We're not in a fucking camp. And yeah, man, it's been a wild ride. But you know, we talk about the mental health side of working in the patch and being a man, and you know, all the expectations and shit. And then we talk about the mental health that comes with getting hurt, wondering if you're ever going to be able to provide again, and wondering if, you know, this is ever going to get better. And then when you realize, hey, man, everything's going to be fine. And then the company goes and shits on you like that. And now that's a whole new set of mental health shit you got to worry about, right? Because that's hard. That's hard, dude.
Well, that is, you know, like, it seems like the smaller companies, like Iron Creek, they got my back. Like, they're kick-ass, right? Yeah. They treat me really good.
I know a few operators with Iron Creek, man. And, yeah, I see you guys on every site I go to, so.
Yeah, so you get these bigger companies. Like, I worked for Wrangler before.
Oh, yes.
So they're like, at first, the guy, like, I talked to the owner and everything was good. Everything worked great. And then they got big, real big, fast. And then the CEO, like, sends out this trainee, and I'm like, how much you making? Are you fucking serious? I text the fucking guy. I said, hey, like, this guy's making 50 bucks more a day than me, and he's never even seen a rig or a set of forks or nothing before. They're like, oh, we shouldn't have sent him to you to get trained. Well, that's your fucking answer. You can go shove this fucking job up your ass.
Yeah.
I'm doing 2 rigs with 1 little fucking hole. Like, I eat my lunch on the run here in the hole. You know, like, they just treated me like shit. And then finally I cut loose. I went pipelining again. And then when I went back, like, there was this company man I knew, and he was like, well, this company we got. So I phoned a couple of them, and Iron Creek, they just seemed like better folks, right? And then I had it out with, like, the owner, and then he come to the place, and he's like, you know, nobody works for me that tells me to go fuck myself but you. And I'm like, well, you know, like, in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have been so rash, you know. But, you know, like, they got a sea can out there for me. We don't need a sea can, but they got one out there for me to paint in and shit. And they're,
that's
like,
cool, man.
Yeah, it is, you know, like, and they really do treat us kick ass, you know,
like Iron Creek pays for a sea can out on location for you.
Yeah, they sent out a sea can to my location, and I can paint in it. You know, they're amazing. I gotta say, like, you know, like when the field I'm in, I've been in there for over 6 years, and this year Strathcona sold out to ARC. I'm sure everyone's seen online, right? You know, so then ARC's coming in, so we're all shitting our fucking pants. Like, we're gonna lose our job. We're gonna fucking, I gotta fucking go and find a new home rig. You know, I'm gonna miss my boys. You know, my family, my field family. You know, and it was really stressful, right? Iron Creek's like, so what can we do out there? And I'm like, well, I know a couple of the company men for painting hard hats. And, you know, over the years, you meet people, right? Like, this is the industry.
Yeah,
so you start talking to everybody, and you get it. So you're, you know, thinking, man, we might actually keep our jobs. Right? Fuck. But yeah, it worked out pretty good, you know, and kudos to Iron Creek. I don't know what vac company you work for, Dick.
I work for TCR, man. I've been here for, you know, minus the year that I left for, I've been here for 7 years, man. And like, I love it, dude. You know, honestly, yeah. Like, that kind of work, I work on a combo vac, man. Hardest and dirtiest job in the patch, you know what I mean? You're getting covered in the day every day, you know. I love cleaning rig tanks, bro. You put me in a rig tank and I'm in my happy place, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's weird getting caked in invert and being happy about it, you know. But you know, I 7 years, man, and you know, I left just for the money and the opportunity to try something new, and you know, it was good. I was home a lot more, but you know, we've learned during all that, like, okay, this is ending now. We have to prioritize, you know, other things in our life. So
right.
I came back here, but it doesn't mean that, you know, I have to come back and do the same song and dance. So we prioritize me going home more. And now crew house, when my coworker here is on days off, my wife and my kids, they've already come to visit, right? My wife, 3 hours one Sunday just to have dinner with me and then go home, right? And that was...
So where's wife's home base? Like Edmonton? Yeah.
North side.
Yeah, I'm Sunshine Coast, so that's 17 hours from the rig.
Oh shit, wow.
Yeah, we lived in Kelowna forever, right? And then my oldest kid was having a kid, and my wife's like, I need to be near my first grandbaby. I'm like, you remember when we went to visit there, right? Like, it's a little fucking town. Like, it ain't no Kelowna. This is like, fuck, you hear the banjo play over there.
Yeah, they're their sisters over there, bro.
You know, like, are you serious? Like, if you want something, you got to go, like, on a boat to get it, right?
Yeah, man.
But, I like to commute. And, you know, like, my wife doesn't come visit me because I live on site.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. When I was pipelining in Fox, we stayed in those condos where you look out the balcony at the big fucking rec center. Is that where you're at?
I'm right there, yeah.
Yeah, all the complex condos there, right?
Yeah,
there's a couple of us in each one, you know, and then you like stand out there, and then the wife and kids come to visit me, and they're like, is this where you stay, Dad? I'm like, yeah, it's not a jail cell, but it's, you know, it's an upgrade from that.
Dude, it's actually so good. You're like, man, look, I got this hat on site last year, man. I'm staying in the Bear Creek Apartments, man. I got a Bear Creek hat, right? And like,
oh yeah, okay, yeah, because that's where we were, Bear Creek.
Yeah, man. I messaged the guy yesterday because the dishwasher, it's old, and the Fox Creek water is shit, right?
Yeah. Like,
hard. And I cleaned out the filter, and it was full of rocks and calcium, right? It was leaking. So I text the guy, and I'm like, hey, man, I don't know who I'm supposed to deal with here, but you would be able to hear the dishwasher right now going if it was the old one. He put a fucking brand new dishwasher in here. The Fox Creek water hasn't ruined it yet, right? The dishwasher's going right now, dude. You can't even hear it. And I'm pumped that I have a new dishwasher, dude. All I did was I'm like, yeah, it's leaking. It was leaked all over the floor. He messaged me today. He's like, hey, man, yeah, I replaced the dishwasher. You're good to go. And I'm like, oh, dude, I think I got it fixed. I just cleaned the filter and shit full of rocks and whatnot. He's like, well, maybe we can still keep this one, but you are good to go with a new one. I'm like, fuck, all right, cool, man. Fuck yeah, sweet.
They were actually pretty good other than no damage. Like, they wouldn't give you your damage deposit back, you know, even if you were the saving grace, right? It's like, dude, I was there for 4 months, and then I moved apartments. I moved condos. Like, well, what's the big deal? Yeah, no, we don't do really damage deposit refunds here. That's more of a bribe to give you this place.
Yeah. Well, I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying for it, man. The company's paying for it, right? I don't pay for shit, right? So I got to get my own food. But like I said, my wife, so I do road construction in the summer. And, you know, I operate equipment, and wherever I'm working, I can be 10 hours away or whatever. And my wife drives more food to me whenever I need it, right? So I don't have to spend my LOA or anything. And so, you know, we I had to go buy a giant freezer a couple weeks ago for, you know, because, you know, it's not just a summer thing anymore. It's winter too, right? So, yeah. You know, every time she cooks a meal or whatever, she cooks a little extra, and she makes a couple meals for me, puts them in the freezer. Well, I've got fucking enough meals up there for just over 2 weeks, right? And I'm only here for 16 days this time. So I got enough, right? So, the one meal I was at home for, we had enough leftovers. It made me 4 meals.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, it definitely beats, you know, like KD or, the can of tuna on Friday.
Oh, man. Bro, let's not kid ourselves, bro. I got 5 boxes of Kraft Dinner here, too. You know, like, you know, fuck Kraft Dinner and wieners, bro. You know, like, fuck you. Sometimes you just want a wiener inside of you. You fucking cook.
Well, fuck. Fox Vegas, they ain't cheap. I'll tell you that.
No, I buy all that shit at home. I bought like 5 boxes of Kraft Dinner for like 97 cents each or whatever it was. Yeah.
Well, I used to travel like we were up the tower. I used to travel like over 2 hours to go to White Court just because you go into Friesen Brothers there. You're like, are you fucking kidding me? $12 for a fucking dozen wieners. And this is a decade ago. I can't imagine. It must be 20 now.
I don't know, man. I'll have to.
Went into Friesen Brothers and bought a bottle of water?
Today. Oh, yeah, man. I went into Friesen Brothers today. I spent like $55. I got a loaf of bread. I got dishwash detergent. I got creamer and I got coffee for my coworker. He left the coffee there and he wanted some coffee. I spent $55 on 5 things, man. It was fucking crazy.
But you got points for that, you know, like that's how they make up for it.
Oh, I didn't know points. There's points?
Yeah. You put in your phone number. And then I was like, hey, I should use all those fucking points I had from Fox Vegas, you know, and then, you know, in Hinton, I was hitting that. And I put it in, and it said, you have over 250,000 points. Next day, I go in there, oh, your points were too old. We're going to give you 25,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, you bastards.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're like, that guy has 250,000 points. Hurry.
Do you know what viscosity is?
Hey, do I need a vis cup to tell you?
yeah. So there. Do you know what viscosity is? And what's your own words? What's viscosity?
Well, viscosity is the density, right?
Yeah.
So it's how fast it flows out of that vis cup, bro.
Yeah, bro. The podcast is sponsored by the Mudman, and he deals in, you know, the viscosity of your he wants to know how thick your shit is, you know? He wants to know how thick is your
shit. You know, like when it your eye of the needle, and I'm more like the lumps that you're screaming. High viscosity.
You got to play with that prostate a little bit.
Hey, man.
Dude, my wife discovered, my wife and I discovered my prostate like a couple months ago, bro. Like she's like, I just want to try some. And I'm like, babe, what if you feel shit? Like, that's my biggest fear, you know? And she's like, oh, I felt it up there before. I'm like, and you kept going? She's like, yeah, like you like it. So like, why not? Anyway, the Mud Man, you know, the Mud Man sponsors the podcast, man. And, you know, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, you know, the Mud Man's got your back. www.mudmanmarket.com. And, yeah, man, that guy bought me a mic and sponsored with a mic and a headset at the very beginning when I needed it. And two summers ago now, he sponsored the podcast with a MacBook Pro, and that's how I do all my editing and my recording and shit now. So fuck.
Well, yeah. That's kick ass.
Fuck yeah, man. The Mud Man, man. You know, he.
So the Mud Man, what is he? Is he with Secure, or is he like a kick ass Mud Man like Talon Berland over there?
Like, no, he's Calgary for CES either. Yeah, no, he works for, he's from Calgary. His name's Brian. And he owns his own thing, man. He designs and comes up with fancy equipment for mud and stuff like that, and for vis cups and fucking scales and shit like that. He's a technician or an engineer, if you want to call it that. Yeah,
he's a Mud Man merch.
I got Mud Man merch. I got a hat. I got hats. I got shirts. I got stickers. Oh yeah.
Well, I see you're wearing the Yankee shirt just like I am.
The Yankee. Oh. Did you know Dirty Hands Clean Money isn't actually American?
Get the fuck out of here. Dude, Why am I playing in U.S. dollars?
Right? Right. So, use my code next time you buy fucking. they sponsor me, man. It's fucking Frost 10, I think it is. Frost 10 is my code. But yeah, man. Buddy started Dirty Hands Clean Money in Lloydminster.
No.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. So yeah. Why doesn't he promote Canadian?
Well, U.S. dollars are worth more, I guess. I don't know.
Well, and plus, like I was saying, 70% of my shit goes to the States. So it's like their money, right?
Yeah, man. It'd be like that, man. You know, like they, I got a 10% off code. And when I want to buy something, I get a 50% off code. And yeah, it's, they've got a Dirty Hands Clean Money Canada website now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save your American.
Well, I used to do that every month. They sent me a shirt. And then they started sending me shitty ones for like 3 months. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm in Canada. I don't want a Yankee flag on the front. Like, where am I going to wear that? Only when I want to be obscene.
Yeah, man. I've been working with them for like 2 years now, man. Like, they're all right. They're fun.
I like their shirts. Like, they're comfortable.
I get a bunch of their hats. I get a bunch of their shirts. I really like their sweaters. I got their... what the fuck is that sweater? It's called the, I don't know, it's like a mustard shirt. I can't remember what it's called, but it's fucking the warmest sweater I've ever worn in my life. Yeah. Nice. I got a bunch of their flannels too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like their material. It's comfortable. You know, like I got a big neck. So like when I get put on a shirt, it's like, oh, you fucking things rubbing me raw. Right. But Dirty Hands, they are soft material. Like it's not, you're not buying a Gildan shirt.
Yeah.
Right. With a logo on it.
So I want to show something here, man. And this is a new feature to this program here. And, it lets me save one of your videos and show it. Hold on. So I'll tell you all the story about the joke around the thief in the night. So yeah. It actually mutes you while the video plays. So I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Like buddies are like, why would you put that shit on your truck, bro? Like, well, where else am I going to put 20 hard ass?
Yeah. Well, you get a lot of orders for like companies.
Yeah, that's like it is getting better and better for the big orders. You know, like last year I did Stars and Spurs. I do a lot for Precision Drilling. And then companies like Precision Perfect there, he did ones for his trucking company and his landscaping company, you know, like the big the big multiples, like Cal Nash, they got 60 lids.
Wow.
Ruel Concrete and Peace River, they got 50. And then they bought 10s for other companies they were associated with, you know, like those are the ones I love, you know, the big orders.
You do like if you order in bulk, you save?
You do, yeah, because, you know, it's all about the shipping is the killer, right?
Yeah.
You know, my actual costs pretty much stay the same on a lid. It's the shipping, right?
Yeah.
You know, like this year I'm doing the big Stars and Spurs gala. So they want 60 hard hats, you know, and I did them for them last year. So they want 50, like, all the same. And then they want like 10 of them for like the really ultra wigs, right? You know?
Yeah.
The kick ass motherfuckers that donated.
They're not even going to wear them outside. Yeah.
No, I forget what they call it. They call it a special, I think I got it written down here somewhere. Spirit of generosity.
Spirit of generosity. Okay.
That'll be a specific certain amount of those. We'll have a spirit of generosity and then target each of those companies, right?
That's cool, man. That's cool. Man, do you reach out to companies and be like, hey, this is what I do?
You know, I should. You know, if I had a marketer, you know, a lot of guys are like, I'm not tech savvy and I'm not a good marketer. People phone me and my cross shift's sitting across from me and he's real TikTok fucking savvy. He's like, dude, like, you just lost that sale. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking kiss anyone's ass. Yeah. If they want to fucking buy a hard hat, buy a fucking hard hat. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to fucking go and, you know, I don't even know how to sugarcoat it. You know, I'm just like, yeah, you want one? Oh, that's cool. Tell me what you want. Oh,
I can
make something kick-ass with that.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, can you draw something up? Like, fuck. Like, it takes me longer to draw it than it does to airbrush it.
Yeah.
I'll airbrush it on your hard hat. I'll send you a picture. If you like it, awesome. If you don't, let's tweak it a little. I'll fucking erase shit, add shit.
I'm going to give you my boss's phone number. You reach out to Terry and you be like, hey, bro, this is what I do. I know who Dick is. And, like, you know, I want to do something for your whole crew. This is how much it's going to cost. Right?
Well, you know, that's what I really need, Dick, is a guy that or a marketing company that would go out to these companies. Because a lot of them are like, I just found you. Right? Like, man, I wish I found you years ago. I want to do them for my whole company. You know, a lot of them, like, it's just because I'm not out there. Right? If I had somebody that was out there grinding it, like, hey, you guys got 100 employees in your company. Like, we can set you guys up with company branded hard hats with their names on them. And, you know, like, it would be kick ass.
Fuck. There's so many. The hardest part about that is there's so many, like, fly-by-nighters and so many people that come and go, right, all the time. It kind of have to be like, well, okay, you've been here this amount of time. Here's a hard hat, right? You know, like, oh, you know, like, oh, here's your, like, five-year anniversary. Here's an airbrushed hard hat. It's like,
yeah.
I want to.
You nailed that because I just did ones for Ontario Company, this directional drilling. Because directional, the diamond drill things, like one of my best customers, right?
Yeah.
So they phoned me. They're like, we got guys. Like, we got these two guys getting 15 years and this other guy getting 20 years. They're like, we want to do something cool hard hats for them. You did one for one of our guys. I'm like, so I did them. And they're like, you know what? We got five of these five-year guys and another five of these 10-year guys. Like, can we start some kind of system? And I was like, okay. So, like, for the five-year guys, let's give them gray. Right? Because, you know, they're still in the gray area. They could fuck off on you.
Yeah, they still really hate their life all that much yet.
That's right. And then the 10-year guys will go black because they're badass, right?
Yeah.
And then you get into the 15 and 20s, we got to give them a white because they're really boss by then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I'm about to celebrate my 10-year anniversary next summer on the road crew. Right? I've been there for 10 years, right? I go there and I need that change up, right? So, you know, I've been there for 10 years. I'm like one of the oldest dudes on the fucking crew, man. I was like, shit. Dude, holy fuck. I don't know if I talked about this yet. Man, I worked with a 21-year-old kid here now, right? And I worked with him one night. We were cleaning out a flock tank. And I'm like, how old are you, man? He's like 21. And I didn't think anything of it. 21, cool. And then he said the year. And I wish he wouldn't have, because I went into an existential crisis, man.
I graduated after that.
The year he was born, I got with my wife a year later. We've been together 20 years. You know what I mean? And then like, he's an operator here, right? And he's like, oh, man, I'm impressed. You did such a good job today. You worked hard. And I'm like, bro, I should have worked hard. I've worked here since you were fucking 14, right? Like, I've been in the oil field since you were 5, dog. You know what I mean? Like,
you were running down your mama's leg.
It's
you know, I don't realize it. So, like, the wife's like, you know, so your friend there, like, I think he's like 32. I'm like, yeah, I never really asked his age. Do you realize, like, you could be his grandfather? I'm like, fuck off. Why would you even say that?
Dude, isn't it crazy? Like, people made those videos a lot. Maybe you should start making those videos too, with your airbrush hard hats in them, right? Like, you know, where it's like, you know, me and some guy who could be my son vibing at 2 a.m. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, like, I don't know if I want to make those videos. I might look incriminating.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos. It's like there's an age gap in the trades. Me and someone's dad at 2 a.m. just like fucking dancing. Well, I did it me and someone's son, right? Because, like, you know, I'm fucking old now, man. It's crazy. Yeah, and it did pretty good. I think I got like 500,000 views on it or some shit.
Jesus, you're getting the hits, bro. You're getting the hits.
5 years into making content, right? And I'll tell you something on TikTok. I know what time to post to make it pop off. Yeah. And, you know, like, it's around 6:30 or 7 even. If I post around then, I know I'm going to get 10,000 views or more. But a lot of the times I'll make the video and I'm like, fuck, that's so good. And I'll just throw it up, right? And then it just does nothing. And then I'm like, I don't care. I don't care, man. Because it went up and it'll just grow gradually over the course of weeks or months, you know. And I just don't care.
Yeah, that's, you know, sometimes we'll get up and I'm like, it's probably 3 a.m. for where everybody is. You know, I'm on night shift. But man, this is a kick-ass lid. I got to post it. Like, I love this song too, you know, like,
yeah.
And I post it and it gets 200. And the next day I post one, I'm like, oh, I'll just do auto edit. You know, it throws a song, a little bit of bling bling on there. And I'm like, how the fuck does that one get 10,000? Right?
Yeah. Why did you call it Into the Wind?
Well, so back in when I first was doing it, I worked at a sawmill when I was young. And I had this, I was like, man, these guys that are painting cars, like, I was painting, flipping cars as my side hustle. And I called it Scratch and Spray. So I did it for the car lots, right? The car lots are like, yeah. I'm like, well, I can learn how to paint these car lot shitty fucking secondhand car lot jobs. Well, then I went to S&S, and then I was like, you know, so then I just kind of wanted to specify to bikes and hot rods and Kelowna, and I did a lot in Prince George. And they were like, you know, we got to have something that says, you know, I'm throwing chance into the wind. You know, and it's wind is airbrushing, right? So I threw it in there, and a lot of people are like, why didn't you just fucking call it Herman's Spot, or, you know, like, because everybody already knows you. And I'm like, well, I should have. And to this date, you know, and back then, in hindsight, I was thinking, one day I won't be able to do this. I'll be like, want to sell the business. And if it says Herman's fucking airbrushing, then what?
No, I'm like, you got to find a guy named Herman now, right?
Well, or, you know, like somebody that really, really likes, you know, those comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. I love that, dude. That's sick. I like that. I like the reason for the name anyway. That's cool. I was wondering, I love, though, that you do it on site and the company fucking gets you your own fucking sea can. That's badass. You know, that's an expense they don't have to pay, but they do.
Yeah, they've been good, you know, and I'm definitely trying to do my best, you know, like out there fucking around in the sea can. And it, without the rig crew supporting me, I wouldn't have anything, right?
Yeah.
You know, because I can't clear coat in that little sea can. I need the big air from the rig. So I go into the oil room, like I'm sure you've seen in a lot of my reels. There's like the oil, the tool room, oil room, you know, like, yeah. So generally any painter you ever talk to would say, are you fucking serious? Like, that's fisheye central. If you went into the oil room and you were clear coating, and in there, man, I do this, like some of the best fucking top coats.
Yeah.
But rig crew is the big support, right? If I didn't have my rig family, it wouldn't be able to happen either.
Dude, it's, and you said it best, man, family, right? Like, and that's, you know, you might not get along with some people sometimes, but you know, like it's what it is, man. Camaraderie, family, brotherhood, you know?
Yeah, it is, you know, and you know, it's that old saying, fit in or fuck off, you know, because there's no attrition rate out there. You know, there's a couple guys who've been at that rig as long as I have now, you know, it's getting down there, right? Because they, people either, you know, progress or fuck off. You know, yep. Like some of the guys that were roughnecks when I was first started with that rig are now tool pushes, right?
Yeah, or consultants. You know?
And he's like, because that the whole Herman thing, there was three Jeffs on a crew, right? So there's like Jeff the roughneck, Jeff the fucking motorman, Jeff the whole hand. So we all like, one Jeff's crusty, one Jeff's old boy, and I'm Herman, right? So now like we're all on different crews, right? But we're still got the same nicknames after, you know, 7 years together. And some of us even worked together on other rigs, like I was saying, in Fox Creek. You know, Krusty was on 570 when I was in Fox Creek with him, right? You know, man, like it's a small world.
Dude, we talk about it all the time. Big industry, small community, right?
Yes, it is.
Small. And, dude, you, like, it's funny, you know, talking with some old hands or talking with some guys who've been, you know, around a little bit, and you're just like, oh, that area. Do you know this guy? Oh, yeah, he's fucking over here now. And you know, yeah. He got divorced, or he got married, or he got caught cheating on his wife, so he left the patch, you know? Like, fucking, fuck, dude. And it's like, shit, bro. And, you know, I just want to say the cheating on your wife thing, man, like, I made a video about that last year. It's not cool to do that anymore. You know, those guys those guys were the cool kids back in the day, right? Like, oh, you do drugs and cheat and stuff. They were the cool kids. Nowadays, if you're doing that shit, man, most of us look down on that and you're fucking, it's not cool.
Wow. Hookers and blow, it hits social media. You're fucked. You know, it's still a saying, but everybody's like, no, I ain't doing hookers and blow tonight. Fuck you.
Yeah, I love how you added in the tonight, right? Like,
yeah.
Shit. Yeah, man. You know, that's, I said that a lot, you know, like, there's some real low hanging fruit there with, like, you know, the drugs and some stuff to make videos about, and they always get views. And I refuse to make those videos, right? I don't want to glorify something that's a stain, right? So,
well, and plus it's for me, it feels like that is old school stupid shit now. You know, like back 20 years ago, you'd go up to the drilling floor and there'd be bumps on the fucking knowledge box. And, you know, like the company man be so fucked up getting hookers in a cab to the fucking rig. You know, like that shit don't happen anymore other than these minute oil companies that you hear of briefly. Like I went to fill in for, because the company needed me, like the guy ran off, his old lady's fucking some of his buddies or whatever. And I go to this rig while there's these rig hands on the catwalk, sleeves cut off their coverall, smoke out of their mouth. They're kicking pipe into the catwalk, you know, and I go over to the company man. He's got a big ZZ Top beard, you know. I'm like, oh, this is some cowboy shit out here.
Yeah.
And it was like stepping back in time, because nowadays it's not like that from what I've seen. It's a small, small percentage that are still stuck in the old ways, right?
Yeah. Well, man, I remember, 4 years ago, I think, maybe, we were, I'm not even going to say who it was, but we were doing frac. Like, they got the drill going out there, and then they moved the frac in, and we were out there, you know, doing a rig out for the frack. And, you know, my boss, he's like, hey, man, he's like, stop at the beer store for me. I'm like, okay. And he's like, here's, I'll give you money. He's like, you're going to get so many cases of this, this, and that thing. He's like, take them up to the consultant. I'm like, okay. All right. Yeah. And this is like 4 or 5 years ago, right? And I took him over to the consultant. He made me quietly back in around the other side and unload them. He's like, these are for the boys after the rig move is done, right? He's like, after the rig move is done, we're gonna be like, hey, good job, guys. You know, like, yeah, thanks for working hard for me. Don't drink and drive, but like, you know, this is, yeah,
maker to camp
at least, and, you know, pop her open and. Yeah. You know, thanks for working hard. It was really bad conditions. It was stupid cold outside. It was, you know, everything. Yeah,
whatever have you.
Yeah, man. And it was really, you know, it was just cool to see something like that, you know, like, you know, back in the day, you know, you pop it right then and there and get fucking shit faced, then drive away. Right. But yeah. Like, hey, guys, respect the fact that I'm doing this for you. Make your back. Yeah. Have a good night, you know.
Yeah, nowadays it seems like it's more like, hey, man, I smoked a tri-tip for you instead of that flat of beer. Here's some sandwiches. And I heard that my credit card is on tab downtown right now. I think some of the oil companies still want the boys to be appreciated, right? Because guys put it all out there. And when you're working for a good company or even a good company, man, yeah, they want you to, like, they want to show their appreciation, right?
That's far and few between and super rare nowadays, man. You know what I mean? Like, the
goner is so frowned upon, right? So now, it takes one guy to fuck it up for everybody there.
Yep.
Right? Yep. So he did it for this other crew, and then the roughneck went out and fucking smashed into the fucking motorhome's truck in the parking lot, and then they had a fight, and the one guy got a broken arm, so now I can't buy beer for the boys after the rig move.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely, man, absolutely. Fucking hey, right. Do you have a Starlink out on your trailer? Like, you got your own Starlink?
Well, we don't need Starlink. Like, the company supplies a good Wi-Fi. I used to have the Huawei, you know, like that the Huawei box. So then I had kick-ass internet, yeah, and then now, like, they most of the rigs they supply Wi-Fi now. It's like before. Well, way before, probably even before your time going online, I had to buy it by the minute. You know, me and buddies are like, oh, shit, I got to run downtown. I got to buy a few hours. I'll be right back. You know, we can play that fucking Diablo game we were playing.
Hours? What's her name?
Well, it was internet minutes. It wasn't really, you know, as exciting as those other few hours you're talking.
Yeah. Where I'm going with that too, man, is the podcast is also sponsored by Tracy Chabot. He's an oil field consultant, right? And he sponsored the podcast with a couple months back now with a Starlink, right? A Starlink Mini. You know, and fuck, man, that thing comes in handy. You know, I work in a lot of towns or a lot of hotels with shitty service and fucking need to record the podcast and can't do it with no service. So he likes the podcast where we talk mental health and, you know, we really get down to it and, you know, we have a good conversation and he really enjoys that. So he's like, man, he's like, I want to do what I can to keep hearing more episodes. So he fucking sponsored the podcast with a Starlink, man. I love it.
And that Starlink kicks ass. My sister has one. We went out camping. There's like 7 trailers in my family, right? There's like grandkids and kids and everything running around. And that Starlink rocked everyone's phone, everyone's TV. Because like my TV runs streaming all the time because I can't sleep without noise now that I slept at the rig, right?
Yep. Yeah.
You know, Starlink does kick ass.
Dude, it almost feels unfair to my phone. Like, I don't think my phone can handle something that fast, that fucking... Dude, I'm like, oh my God, my phone is like glitching right now, right? And it's crazy, man. Like, I had it sitting out on the roof of the fucking back truck about a week ago. We were doing a cement job and we had like, you know, 6 hours to kill. I set it up there, man. I was watching movies. I was fucking scrolling and shit, man. Buddy next to me is like, man, what's the password for that thing? I hooked him up with it, of course, man. You know, like, I don't want to be a dick, so.
Yeah, you got to give it up. Well, those Starlink, they can handle so many connections too, right?
Oh, dude.
Like, that's nothing.
It's crazy. I wish it would work better in the condo here. I'm in the basement, right? It needs a clear
view. Oh, yeah.
And the window right here, there's an awning over it. So fucking, it doesn't work in the window here. But like, yeah, I take it to work. So
yeah.
When I get that ass time.
Well, you're a vac caller. Don't lie to me. You're on ass time more than you're on fucking suck and blow.
Dude, I wish, man. We don't just deal exclusively with rigs, man. Right? Like, I wish.
That would be you guys cool. Sound like you're hitting all the factions, right? Like,
oh yeah, man. Fox Creek is fucking busy, man.
Fuck. Yeah, and Fox, like, I'm surprised it's going so hard now.
Dude, she's fucking flat out right now, man. Holy shit.
So who's going up there? PetroChina or whatever?
PetroChina and Whitecap for the most part. Paramount.
Whitecap's there too.
Well, Whitecap bought out Crescent Point. They bought everything.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. I didn't know that, man. I was gone for a year and a bit, right? I come back and then like Crescent Point's nowhere to be seen. It's all Whitecap. And I'm like, where the fuck did Crescent Point?
That what is that? That basin that they all want to buy.
Yeah. There's
what is it? The Dunvegan? No.
The Duvernay.
Duvernay, that's right. That's right. The Duvernay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's something big going on there when they're all in on it, right?
Well, because there's that line going in that they need for that data center, right? You heard about that?
No.
So there's a big data centers that got bought outside, like lands got bought outside Grand Prairie.
Okay.
And they're gonna put in these big data centers. I'm not sure if it's Elon or that Amazon guy, but there's big land bought outside Grand Prairie, and because these data centers run their own power, right? So all they need is a big fucking gas line to it, and all these companies need to supply that. And those data centers are gonna burn gas like a motherfucker.
Nice.
Yeah. So the Duvernay is the one that everyone wants to buy, right? Because yeah. it's gonna go crazy.
Well, you got the Duvernay and the Montney right here, right?
Yeah, the Montney. Yeah, well, we're, you know, all that Condi and oil is going hard there.
Fuck, I love Condi, brother. Oh yeah, get free high at work. Let's go.
Yeah. Wow. So we had that the little P tank. So they're like, oh, I don't think that stuff flammable. We can mix it off. I said, like, fuck. I said, here. I scoop a cup out of it, and I spray it on the rig mats, and I light it on fire. They're like, oh, yeah, it's pretty flammable. It's, hey, like, it's fucking Condi, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we got called out to a job, and 10 cubes of Condi on the truck. The truck breaks down. Needs to be fixed. Buddy wants to pull the truck into the shop and leave it overnight while the fucking mechanic comes in the morning. I looked at him and I'm like, bro, if you park it in the shop and leave it there overnight, we're both getting fired, right? And he's like, no, we're not. I'm like, bro, this truck could blow this whole fucking building up. Right? So I'm like, I made him. It was like 11:30 at night. I'm like, call Terry, our boss. I call him right now. And ask him. He calls him and he's like, yeah, you park that fucking thing in the shop and I'm going to fire you. Right. And I'm like, I'm telling you, man. So we had to sit there for the mechanic, wait for the mechanic to show up, wait for the mechanic to fix the truck, take it to disposal and then clean the truck out. Right. And Terry's like, man, thank you. Thank you for not just parking it. And while I'm like, bro, fucking
imploded the shop.
Fucking at this point, I think I was here for 5 years, right? 4 years. Right. I'm like, if I wouldn't be, you know what I mean? Like, I know what I'm doing, bro. You know what I mean? Like, don't fucking, yeah. We're not going to park that truck full of Condi, 10 cubes in the shop. Not happening.
10 cubes of Condi. Yeah, let's do confined space on a bunch of fucking Condi fumes.
Oh yeah. Dude, fuck me. Yeah. Well, man, I don't want to take up too much more of your time there, brother. I got to get going here too and get going and call the wife and stuff like that. But
yes.
I appreciate you coming on the podcast, man. This is my baby, and you know, like I fucking love this shit. And you know, man, I'm pumped that we finally got you on, dude.
Well, thanks for having me, man.
Hell yeah,
I'm glad we finally linked up, and I'll reach out to you, and we'll make you up a hard hat.
Fuck yeah.
Get some shout outs.
Fuck yeah, man. I'll make some videos in that thing. I do have one more question for you, though, and I end the podcast this question all the time, man. And, you know, like, we spend the whole time talking about heavy loads and fucking dicks and shit. and then I hit you with some serious shit at the end. So Mount Rushmore has four of the most influential people up on the Rock. If you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four people you look up to, inspired to be here, that have inspired you, dead, alive, fucking real, not real, who would they be and why?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a serious one.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to have to make a memo of that.
How thick is your load?
right now, actually, I got to say that I think Daniel Smith is kick-ass.
Daniel Marlena.
You know, like she's going to get either murdered or put in jail the way that she's going.
I you know what, man? Like, my thoughts on Danielle Smith. Okay. I don't like any politician right now. They're all fucking.
We're fucked.
Marlena, though, fucking. Here's where my thoughts on this are. Okay. She used the notwithstanding clause, right? Twice, three times now, right? Yeah. We can't shit all over Trudeau when he blatantly violates the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and then celebrate Danielle Smith when she does it, right? We gotta, you know, there's some, yeah, I
hear you there, but in some cases, you know, like, you realize that the teacher's strike was a leftist, it's a liberal move, right? Like that. Oh. There's a reason why they're all wearing red sweaters, dude.
Man, my daughter's in grade three. Her teacher doesn't support that shit.
She's not all for the LGBTQ flags in her class.
No, dude, no, man. Like,
we're bad here in BC, right? Like, it's brutal. Like, we actually had to pull our 12-year-old out of school.
Yeah, my daughters go to Catholic school, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fucking rights.
We're not Catholic, but, like, you know.
Yeah. But they're not going to push the agenda where, hey, we're not going to tell your parents if you want to get the MAID program or get your, you know, your gender changed. Because that's the law now, right?
Yeah.
The law is that parents have no rights while their kids are at school.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with it. You know, I agree with the kids learning, but if you look at the stats for Canada, the learning, what would you say? I don't know the wording of it, but the actual grade level for Canadian students has dropped.
It's shit.
Exponentially.
Our mathematics are flatlining, bro.
Yeah, like my twins, they're, what, 23 now? When they were in grade 8, and I'm a math guy, and they were like, this is my homework. You know, I was always sit down, do homework with them, like, holy fuck, you guys are rocking it here. Like, this is algebra. And now my 12-year-old in grade 7, I'm like, you're just learning how to divide? Like, that's fucking grade 3 shit.
Yeah, my daughter hasn't started division yet at all. She's still learning fucking multiplication and not multiplication, addition.
Yeah, like she didn't even know her times table. She still doesn't. I was like, are you kidding me? I had that shit memorized when I was like in grade 4.
Yeah, like, how old are you?
You know, I'm 55.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're Gen X. My dad's 61. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I got 5 kids. I got 3 grandkids. Yeah. You know, I'm a breeder.
My dad has 4 kids and 3 grandkids. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I love it. I love it. Yeah. You know, it's a good life in that aspect.
Are you saying Danielle Smith's on your Rock?
I just think she's the only one fighting the liberals right now. You know, everybody else is rolling with the punches.
Yeah,
you know, and everyone is good for all this bullshit of sending money to everywhere. And I'm not good for that. You know, like Canada, there's a lot of Canadians that need right now. You know, we're fortunate, Dick. Like, we have jobs that pay pretty good. Yeah. But you think of senior citizens that are on a fixed income, you know, or special needs people, you know, like those people, like before all this shit happened, senior citizens were choosing between meds and heat, food, you know, and now with this inflation. So now they're pushing the MAID program. They're actually phoning senior citizens and asking them, hey, you want us to kill you off? It's a brutal time, you know, and we are lucky, you know, and I, you know, Danielle Smith's not perfect. Nobody is, but she is the only one fighting the left. Who else do you see, man? Who else do you see actually saying, hey, enough is enough, right? There's a bunch of politicians, and yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Man,
I don't trust not one of them.
Oh, fuck.
But you know, like you can't trust fucking none of them. But you know, some of them are a little better than the others.
Yeah, and you know what, man? Pierre Poilievre kind of lost me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
he lost the fucking narrative for sure.
Yeah, you see, he's you know, and my wife's friends, they have views on it. You know, and we talk about it, and it's like, yeah, I get it. He doesn't support certain things and whatnot. I don't know if he's the best leader for the conservatives, but he does know how to use a calculator.
Hey, I'm going to say this. Mark Carney is the most conservative liberal I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Maybe. I just think they're sending too much money away.
Oh, dude, 100% they are. And, you know, like, I don't know if you saw today, but the Ukraine thing's about to end. The Russia-Ukraine thing's about to end.
Let's hope.
The Ukraine, Zelensky said today he's willing to start, you know, conceding to a lot of what Russia wants. So they're going to lose some of the land. They're not allowed to join NATO, and they have to start disarming. They have to keep their military at a certain number, no, not above. And Zelensky's like, I have no choice. You know,
well, the guy's already made billions and billions.
Well, look what happened there, right? There's a scandal within his party right now. There's $100 million. I think it's $100 million scandal right now with money. Like people,
and that's just a chip. That's just a chip. They were looking at Zelensky years ago. He owns all this real estate all over the world, and his salary was what, $4 million or something. Like, dude, you're getting aid from all countries, and the leader of these countries are making like $250,000, and you're taking $4 million plus all these perks. But
well, how's Trudeau working $100 million? You know what I mean?
Well, you know how he is. He had the biggest grow up in Canada. When I lived in Kelowna, he got busted at Kelowna Airport with a bunch of fucking libs and clones, and they erased that shit for his election.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that was like 3 years before he ran for office. He got busted and ratted everyone out that gave him pounds and clones. Because he owned that Hershey plant in Ontario and was the biggest grow up in Canada.
Man, I remember. So before that was a grow up, I actually took a tour of the Hershey plant when it was still a chocolate factory. And dude, that was really cool. Yeah, man. You could take a tour of that place all you want. I think it's a chocolate factory again.
What? Trudeau's grow up?
Yeah, I think it's a chocolate place again. Yeah, I think they're growing chocolate. I think they're making
chocolate. They're growing chocolate. Dude.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast, man. I really appreciate it. This, like I said, it's my baby, and you know, like fucking I couldn't, you know, be more pumped to, you know, I get excited to record, I get excited to post, I get excited on drop day, you know. So
well, thanks for having me, man.
Hell yeah, man.
I had fun, and yeah, we'll talk soon.
Absolutely, brother. Hey, you stay frosty.
Over and out.
All right, buddy, the music is playing, you can't hear it.
Copy that.